Literatures, one cannot say that it is concocted. One reference is there, one reference is another Puran. Sometimes there are some rascal philosophers. They say the Srimad Bhagavatam has been compiled for eulogizing Krishna, who was the son of a leader like that. So, but you cannot do so, because the reference is there, very old Puranas. Some rascal philosopher says, Bhai Bhagavat was compiled recently. How the reference should be in the Puranas? This rascaldom has spoiled the whole Vedic culture. The so-called westernized scholars, because the real purpose was that the rulers, they did not want to present Indian culture as very old, because then their Darwin's theory will be spoiled. That was the nonsense proposition. That they are proposing that human brain is being developed. But if they accept that millions of years ago the brain was already there, then their rascal theory of Darwin will be spoiled. The actual fact is this, that this Srimad Bhagavatam was compiled 5,000 years ago, not that Vyasadeva manufactured something. All Vedic literature were existing. Vyasadeva only, just like I am present. I am presenting the Krishna consciousness movement. It is manufactured by me. It is concocted by me. That I have introduced, just like so many things are there. This samaj, that samaj, this samaj. We are not like that. As Krishna is old, so this Krishna consciousness movement is also old. It is as old as Krishna. And Krishna says that 40 million of years ago I spoke this Bhagavad Gita to Sun God. So where is the history? Where your history stands? Your history cannot give chronological table more than 3,000 years. So, Vedic culture is very old. It is not a concocted thing or a new pattern. It is eternal. Therefore it is called Sanatana. Sanatana means eternal. It has no beginning, no end. Sanatana. So, Vedic culture means Sanatana, eternal. Krishna is eternal. We living entities, we are eternal. And our relationship and exchange of loving service with Krishna is also eternal. Krishna is eternal, we are eternal, and our dealings with Krishna is also eternal. But sometimes it becomes interrupted by this maya, which is called sapna. Sapna means dream life. As dream has no fact, it is all hallucination. Similarly, our detachment from Krishna is also an hallucination. Actually, there is no detachment. And when we are covered by this hallucination, just like in dream, we cry, "Oh, here is a tiger, here is a tiger. It's tiger. Where is tiger?" Similarly, this forgetfulness of Krishna is like that. So if we simply follow the rules and regulations given by the great acharyas, then immediately we can revive our Krishna consciousness. It doesn't take even a second. The method, just like you are dreaming, crying, "There is tiger, tiger," and if somebody pushes you, why you are doing that? And if you immediately begin, all tiger finish. All tiger finish. So one has to give the push that there is no tiger. Immediately the whole hallucination is gone. So this pushing method is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally, Krishna personally. Jivi jago, jivi jago, gora chando bole. Gora chand, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking everyone, "Wake up!" The same, dreaming. "Wake up! Jivi jago, gora chando bole. Koto nidra jao maya pishachira koli." Why you are sleeping on the lap of this maya illusory energy? Why you are sleeping? Jivi jago, jivi jago, gora chando bole. Get up. Bhojiva boliya ele samsara bhitare, bhuliya rohile avidyara ghore. When we are in the womb of our mother, the situation was so troublesome that we remember at that time Krishna. Krishna, just like when we are in great trouble, we sometimes remember God. Similarly, that condition, backed up condition, when the child and the baby gets consciousness back. Death means unconscious for 7 months, that's all. That is death. There is no death. Death means I give up this body, enter the womb of another mother's body, and the mother nourishes by the material, the intestine joined with the baby, the mother supplies it through the pipe, and the child grows. When it is fully grown, then gets back his consciousness. So at that time, it becomes very much troublesome to remain in that packed up condition. So those who are pious, virtuous, they remember at that time, oh, Krishna, I am again put into this condition. Don't laugh, it is a very serious subject. Try to understand. So, everyone has passed this condition, but by the influence of Maya forgets. So, bhojibo bolia enu saṃsāra bhitare. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, at that time again I promise, this time by coming out of my mother's womb, I shall become a devotee. But as soon as he comes out, he becomes forgetful. This is going on. There is no science, so-called science, who know, the scientists who know these are facts. How we are passing through repeatedly unpleasant conditions. Well, as soon as we get a little light with this body, we forget everything. That is called Maya. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, the point pushing, Enechi aushadhi maya nasi varo lagi. Now I have brought this. Just like you have no experience in your country, in India still there are snake charmers. If one is bitten by the snake, he remains unconscious. By mantra, he can be brought into consciousness in life. If a man is snake-bitten, he's sleeping wise. Don't sleep, then you can sit at the end. Don't sit in the front. It is disturbing. Yes. Enechi aushadhi maya nasibaro lagi. Lord Chaitanya says that I have brought the medicine. Maya nasibaro lagi. Just like the snake charmer, the chants mantra, that is factual, it is not story. Medical practitioner friend of mine, when he was student in Lucknow, he stated that there is a palace building, Chhatar Mandir in Lucknow. There is some government office. So there were several snake bite cases. Several men were killed by snake bites. So they could understand that there is a venomous snake in this building at opportunity. He bites. So one snake charmer was searched, and one Mohammedan snake charmer, he came and he captured that snake and took it away. Now these medical students, they do not believe in these mantras. They are surprised. They think that snake bite means finish. There is no medicine. So they were very much, because they are students, very much inquisitive, they went to that charmer at his place and wanted to know from him, what is the secret? Is it a fact, that mantra? So he said, all right, I shall show you. So he opened one box. And several hundred snakes immediately came out. And all the students, they become so much disturbed. Some are flying, some are this way, that way, that way. Yes. And the charma said, don't be worried. So long I am here, they will not bite. And don't think that these snakes are without poison teeth. So he took some of them and saw that here is the poison teeth, not that. The poison teeth has been taken out. The poison teeth is there. But by our mantra, he is subdued. He cannot do any harm. So the doctor students, medical students inquire that can we not use this mantra? Well, no, you cannot. Because it has to be perfection by practice, there is process. So this is a material mantra. The spiritual mantra, Hare Krishna, if you practice it just according to the rules and regulations, you become liberated. Namabhas, there are three stages of chanting Hare Krishna mantra. First stage is nāma-parād, offensive. And then a second stage is nāma-bhās. And the third stage is śuddhanā. So generally, in the beginning, we are offensive. Therefore, 10 kinds of offenses should be avoided. So while trying to avoid the offenses, it becomes nāma-bhās. And in the period of Namabhas, one becomes liberated. And when he chants Shuddha name, he directly sees Krishna and enjoys his company. Just like Haridas Thakur, Jagannath Das, Babaji used to do. So there is so much perfection in this. So we are sleeping under the spell of this maya. And this is the only medicine in this age. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Krivula. Kalo Nasti, Vanasti, Vanasti, Vibhatiranda. This is a fact. If you take it seriously and do it nicely, this very life will become liberated. Without any doubt. That's a fact. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Iha hoite sarva siddhi hoive toma. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu blessed. You will get all perfection simply by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra.
The devotees of Lord Vishnu offer all kinds of sacrifices for his pleasure. The devotees are always attached to service of the Lord, whereas fallen souls are attached to the pleasures of material existence. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that anything performed in the material world for any reason other than for the pleasure of Lord Vishnu causes further bondage for the performer. It is enjoined, therefore, that all acts must be performed sacrificially for the satisfaction of Vishnu and his devotees. This will bring everyone peace and prosperity. The great sages are always anxious to do good to the people in general, and as such, the sages headed by Shonaka and others assembled at this holy place of Naimisharanya with a program of performing a great and continuous...
This holy place, that is significant. Just like chanting here in London and chanting in Vrindavan, there is difference. There is difference. Because that holy place gives extra stimulus. Priti tat basati sthale. Therefore, one who is advanced in spiritual consciousness, he develops a priti. A priti means pleasure. or love. Love for living in such holy places, like Naimisharanya, Vrindavan, especially Naimisharanya, Vrindavan, Navadvip. These are holy places. They are not within this material world. So, there is extra stimulus for spiritual advancement if one practices in the holy places. That's a fact. It becomes very favorable. Actually, we have seen in Vrindavan that most ordinary class, they come to Vrindavan for some ulterior purpose, to solve some economic problem or some other problem. But they become devotees, holy places. In our Gaudiya Math, when my spiritual master was living, many men came for many purposes, but they became devotees later on. Here also, in our temple, so many, they come, maybe some other purposes, they become devotees. Their holy place has got a special effect. Narottamdas Thakur sings, Ananda Balo Hari Bhajo Vrindavan. Chant Hare Krishna and worship Vrindavan. Hari Guru Vaishnava Majayama. Just get yourself absorbed in your mind in Hari Guru Vaishnava. Hari means the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Guru, the spiritual master, and Vaishnava, the devotee. Develop your affection for Hari Guru Vaishnava. Live in Vrindavan, chant Hare Krishna, a life is happy. This is significant. Three things. Any rascal, any rogue can be delivered. Simplify this for you. Mone Ananda Bala Hari Bhaja Vrindavan. Hari Guru Vaishnava, but the main principle is Hari Guru Vaishnava Majayam. So you are now constructing very nice temple. Any one of you can go there. In Navadvip also, you can go there and live perpetually chanting Hare Krishna. Krishna will give you all facilities. Now you have got very, very big temples there, in Bombay also. So we are trying to give you all facilities for developing Krishna consciousness, but don't be careful, don't fall down, then the chance is missed. That is the Naimisharanya, the holy place, gone.
And since the sages headed by Shonaka and others assembled at this holy place of Naimisharanya with the program of performing a great and continuous chain of sacrificial ceremonies. Forgetful men do not know the right path for peace and prosperity. However, the sages know it well, and therefore for the good men, they are always anxious to perform acts which may bring about peace in the world.
Yes. Just like we are pushing on this Krishna consciousness movement for the peace of the world. Who can give better service to the human society than ourselves? Nobody. That's a fact. But people are not interested. Actually, they want material enjoyment. But when they are too much disturbed, because one cannot be happy by material enjoyment. That's a fact. Vishaya vishanale divanishi hiya jale. If you keep yourself on the material side, then your heart will be always blazing with material anxieties. That's a fact. You cannot avoid. Vishaya vishanale divanishi hiya jale. Toribare nakoin upaya. This is my position. My heart is always burning by material contamination. I did not do anything, how to get out of it. This is the main business of human life. How it can be done? Golokera premadhana hari nama sankirtana rotina janmila kena tar. Natan Das Thakur is lamenting. The medicine is already there. It is imported from Krishna Loka, Goloka Vrindavan, and Harinama Sankirtan. But I have no attachment for it. So, one soon, our propaganda is, we are giving the best service to the human society in the sense that we are trying to invoke him, awaken him, so that he may have a little attachment for Harinama Sankirtan, so that immediately he becomes freed from these material anxieties and material contamination. That is our mission. We are not presenting anything, so-called mystic yoga or this or that, no. We are presenting the real medicine for getting out of these material classes. Golokera Pramodhana Harinama Shanti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's this method, Papi Tapi Jato Chilo Hari Name Uddharilo. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his Prakash, his first manifestation, Nityananda Prabhu, Brajanda Nandana Jai Sachi Suta Hoilo Sei. Brajanda Nandana, Krishna. Now he has come as Sachisuta, Lord Chaitanya. Balaram Hoilo Nitar. And Balaram has come as Nitar. What is their business? Papi Tapi Jato Chilo Harinama Uddhar. That is their only business. Simply by spreading the Sankirtan movement, he delivered all the sinful and suffering human being. The evidence is tar shakhi, because we want evidence. In everything we want to see whether it is actually practiced. That should be intelligent. He, Natamana Sahaja, is giving tar shakhi jagayan mana. Here is witness, jagayan mana. These two brothers, they are divorced, number one. They were delivered simply by this chanting Hare Krishna. And actually that is also happening now. Harinama Sankirtan has got so much power that any kind of sinful man, any kind of divorce can be delivered and elevate him to the highest position of Vaishnava. It is so nice.
They are sincere friends to all living entities, and at the risk of great personal inconvenience, they are always engaged in the service of the Lord for the good of all people. Lord Vishnu is just like a great tree, and all others, including the demigods, men, siddhas, karanas, vidyatmanas, and all other living entities, are like branches, twigs, and leaves of that tree.
There are different planetary systems. What do they know, the modern science? They do not know. They are trying to go to the moon planet. That is also a failure. But in the Vedic literature, we will get all information of all the planets within this universe. You are seeing so many planets are there, twinkling. But you cannot go there. But without going there, you can take the information from Srimad Bhagavatam, because it is written by somebody who is not conditioned soul. He knows everything. That we should take knowledge from Srimad Bhagavatam. These are the names of inhabitants of different planets. There is a planet, Siddhaloka. The inhabitants of that planet can fly from one planet to another without any aeroplane. There, Siddhaloka means they have called, they have all the 8 kinds of perfection in yogic practice. The so-called yogis, they are simply bluffing. One who is perfect in yoga, he'll have 8 kinds of yogic perfection. He can fly in the sky without any aeroplane. Not only fly, he can transfer himself in any planet. That is highest yogic perfection. When one is able to transfer himself through this Brahmarandra to any plant he likes, that is perfection of yoga. Otherwise, simply pressing nose and showing some gymnastics, and after that smoking, and then he simply fasts. Simply fasts. These are not yogic system. Here is yogic system. Anima lagima prapti siddhi prakamma ishita bhashita. 8 kinds of yoga siddhi. It requires much energy, much talent, jam niyam, asan, pranayam, dhyan, dharana, pratyahar, samadhi. Then one comes to this position. That is not possible in this age. You cannot follow even jamniya. The yogi cannot sleep. He has to close the eyes half, because as soon as the eyes are closed, then the yoga system that yoga system is not this bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga is always alive. That is yoga system. Wow.
By pouring water on the root of the tree, all the parts of the tree are automatically nourished. Only those branches and leaves which are detached cannot be so satisfied. Detached branches and leaves dry up gradually, despite all watering attempts. Similarly, human society, when it is detached from the personality of Godhead, like detached branches and leaves, is not capable of being watered. And not attempting to do so is simply...
You have seen some foliar, some leaf falling down from the tree, it becomes gradually dried up, because detached from the tree. Similarly, as soon as you become detached from Krishna, your life is like that. It will gradually dry up. It will gradually dry up. This is the position. So we are trying to again attach the, join this fallen leaf with the tree. That is possible. Because it is a material, it is not possible. Spiritually, it is possible. So as soon as one becomes joined again with Krishna, his life is again divine. Electricity. Just like electricity switched off, there is no power. And make the switch on, again it is power. The switch on process is this Krishna consciousness, Mumbai.
Like detached branches and leaves is not capable of being watered, and one attempting to do so is simply wasting his energy and resources.
So what we'll do by pouring water on the fallen leaf? You've gone for many thousands of years, it will deteriorate, that's all. The real thing is to attach. Nirbandhe Krishna Sambandhe. Nirbandhe Krishna Sambandhe. One has to be attached to Krishna consciousness, anasaktasya vishayan, and detached from this material enjoyment. Then his life is perfect. Anasaktasya vishayan. Vishaya means this, eating, sleeping, mating, and depending. This is called vishaya. Anasakta. One should be detached from these 4 things and attached to Krishna, then his life is Krishna. We have got attachment propensity, but we are falsely attached to this eating, sleeping, mating. That is to be transferred to Krishna, then your life is happy.
Modern materialistic society is detached from its relation to the Supreme Lord. and all its plans which are being made by atheistic leaders are sure to be baffled in every step.
Yes, that is our prediction. Know this, any plan that is becoming baffled, practically you can see. Formerly they, when we were students, they invented League of Nations. That became useless. Now they have invented United Nations. This is already useless. So this kind of plan will never make you happy. This plan, to be attached to Krishna, then he'll be happy.
Yet they do not wake up to this. In this age, the congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord is the prescribed method for waking up. The ways and means are most scientifically presented by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and intelligent persons may take advantage of his teachings in order to bring about real peace and prosperity. Srimad Bhagavatam is also presented for this same purpose, and this will be explained more specifically later in the text.
Thank you.